Roger DeGroot, Brookings, former Brookings School Superintendent and Board of Education member. DeGroot was involved in education for over 40 years. So why is he running for the State House in District 7? DeGroot says his education duties often took him to the legislative session.
When I would sit up in the gallery, I looked down and I watched those folks work, and I told myself someday that's what I want to do. Secondly, I was superintendent in Brookings for 8 years, and the folks in Aurora and in Brookings were tremendously supportive of me, whether we were going after a bond issue or an opt-out or those kinds of things. And I thought, I'm retired now. It's time for me to give back to those two communities in District 7.
What are DeGroot's priorities for the budget if he's elected to the state legislature?
My priority is always going to be education. I've been in it all my life. The other thing that when I get out there, we need to find money for workforce development. And I'll just give you an example of that. I was at a meeting with Dusty Johnson, and there were several of the Brookings people that run industries here. And their big concern is they do not have workers.
Why should Republican voters in District 7 cast their ballot for Roger DeGroot?
Because I'm a common sense leader. I have proven leadership skills. I'm a person that can bring people together. And I think we need to work on both sides of the aisle. I think just because if you're a Democrat, if they have a good idea, let's work with that. If there's a Republican, let's work with that. I will represent District 7. I'm not going out there with a national agenda.